Father God, we thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God, for all things, Lord, from whom all blessings flow, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your power. We thank you for your might, Lord. We thank you for your strength, God. That all things we might continue to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you might direct our path, God. Because, Lord, we can do nothing of ourselves, Lord. But we must decrease as you increase in us, God. That the Spirit might have us aware of all things, that it might lead us and guide us in all things. Because we know this is your will, and this is how you ordained from the foundation of the earth that men should walk with God in true holiness and sanctification of our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. A testimony to the living God, Lord. You don't dwell in temples made with men's hands, Lord, because you are a spirit. You must dwell in us through the through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Yeah, so we just want to continue to give glory to God for all the things he's doing in these last days, because the Lord is showing his mighty hand. And we know that because the church is so far away from God, and even we know that that Paul wrote these things saying that they would be Peter, all the apostles wrote that they would first be a great falling away. And so people are worshiping, but they don't know what they're worshiping, because you must have a relationship with God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. God want us to continually walk with him, that he might lead us and guide us in all our ways. Because, you know, we don't want to just go through the motion, because remember, you know, Jesus said, many will come to me in that day saying, Lord, haven't we done this? Haven't we prophesied? Haven't we preached? Haven't we visited the poor? But he's going to say, flee from me, ye that work iniquity, because you never develop a relationship with God. And this is what God ordained. When Jesus came, you know, that's why he told them that temple was going to be torn down, and that a new one was going to be established, which was Jesus Christ. And he said, tear it down, I'll build it up in 3 days. But they didn't understand. They thought it was the physical temple, but Jesus was talking about his body, because we are the body of Christ. We are his members, one to another. Now, we don't have the same ministration. We don't have the same administration, you know, but we're still members. And we must abide in God according to that which he has called us to do. And I am not a teacher, so I can't teach. And I'm not a pastor, so I can't be a pastor. I am just a messenger of God. And I must continue in that administration which he is given unto me, to warn the people and let them know what thus says the Lord God Almighty. Because we, like I've said, you know, in every message, we are in the time of God's judgment. And his wrath will be poured out upon the whole earth. But not only upon the earth, God is separating his people within the church itself. There's separation. It don't matter where you are and what church you're in. If you've been baptized under Jesus Christ, God is going to separate you. You understand? Because we are the people of God. But we're not going to escape. We must be tried and we must be proven through the tribulation. This is what God has ordained to try us, and we must go through. We must come face to face, literally, with the devil. We have to come face to face with him, and he will persecute us, and he will kill us, and many of us will be put to death during that time of the great tribulation. This is how we're going to prove that we are faithful to God. Because the Bible plainly tells you, he that seek to save his life shall lose his life. But he that loses his life for my sake shall never die. We will have eternal life. So we must yield everything unto God. We must yield everything unto him. And sanctify ourselves in these last days. Because Satan is revealing himself through his people. These people are not afraid anymore to come out. These people in Hollywood, the people in the media, all these people that are glorifying the devil. And they are not afraid to let you know that they are glorifying the devil. They're idol worship, but they're not only idol worshiper, they are actually worshiping Satan himself. And God don't want us to be a part of it. God don't want the church to be a part of it. But a lot of the churches are following after the things of the world. And they are not serving the true living God. They're professing to know him, but they don't know God. They don't know God. You don't have a relationship with God. You must have a relationship with the Almighty God and our Savior Jesus Christ to be able to stand before him. Or he's going to say, like I said, I don't know you. Who are you? We must commit our total being unto him, unto God. And not be partakers of the world and this ungodly system that right now is consuming the church. It's consuming the church. We're caught up in all these things that God himself told us not to go after these things. Even like he told Israel when they went into the land, don't do as the Canaanites. Don't do, because these people worship devils. Don't go after Moloch and Baal, because these are demons. And that's why God cast them out of the land. And he said, the land will vomit them out. And that's why he warned, you know, the church in the beginning of Revelation. He said, you need the hot, and you need the cold. I'm going to spew you. I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. There is no middle ground, like I said before, in this fight. No middle ground. The world is given over to Satanism. This country is given over to Satanism. That's why God will send destruction into the land. He will send destruction and pour out his wrath. Because men are worshiping the devil. They're serving him in all they do and glorifying him. God has the spirit of Lord is the spirit of meekness. Remember when the apostles were arguing about who was going to be greatest? Jesus showed them the little child, and he told them he that is least among you will be greater in the kingdom of God. The Lord must increase; we must decrease. Total sanctification to the spirit of the Almighty God. And it is a growth process. You understand? We don't want to be plucked up because we were seeds thrown on the rocks. We want to fall on good ground and through time and patience bring forth good fruit through praying and fasting. bringing forth good fruit. The fruit that is meet for repentance. Spiritual growth. And that does not happen overnight. I don't care what anybody tell you. It took years for God to make Moses into who he was. Elijah. Jeremiah. David. Even though God knew that David was going to be his man on the throne, he tolerated Saul till he could tolerate him no longer. And then he established David upon the throne. And through his seed, we receive Jesus Christ, the Lion of Judah, the everlasting King. We must repent and turn to the living God. Destruction is coming unto the land. Behold his mighty hand. No matter what kind of works the devil do, God will cause us to see it and to overcome it. Through the blood of the Lamb, our eternal salvation rests in Jesus Christ. No matter what go on, God will be able to establish us. No matter what the devil try to do to try to get us to turn to him, God will keep us and strengthen us during these last times. And he will show our mighty hand in his people. Our mighty hand. The earth will be destroyed. America will be destroyed. God will establish his kingdom upon the earth. But his word will endure forever. We must be established through the word of God and through the Holy Spirit, which confirms the word of God, that it is the truth. It is the living word of God. This is our foundation. This is our strength. And we must continually seek him that we might abide in the things that pertain to the living God. The time is now. We must repent. Repent, O nations. Repent, America. Trust and turn to the living God, you churches of God. It's not about denomination. It's not about religion. Religion does not save you. Only salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will save you. It's the only thing will save you. We can't practice religion and expect redemption through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God is a spirit. We that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Destruction is coming to America. Destruction is coming to this land. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America will fall. America will fall. The great whore, Babylon the Great, she shall crumble and she will fall by the hand of the Almighty God. God is going to use this country, but then God is going to bring her into condemnation. We don't realize, you know, what's going on in America, but we must wake up and see the hand of God is against this country. That America's going to enter into covenants with other nations, but she don't realize these are the very nations that God is going to set against her. They're going to send her, they're going to destroy the whore because in their hearts, they really hate this country. Nations like Iran and nations like Russia, they're going to turn China, they're going to turn their hand against this country and burn her with fire and destroy her because God has ordained it to be so. Because we worship men rather than worship God. People think that Donald Trump is the savior of America, but he will not save America. God will destroy this country by his hand. He's ordained it to be so. And all the nations that commit fornication with her will wander from afar off and see the smoke of her fire. And they will lament her fall because they were made rich through the abundance of all the fornication and all the sin, all the things that are in this land. She will crumble. She will fall. There's a church on every corner, basically, in America. You go like within a quarter of a mile, you see 5 or 6 different churches. That's why God will not have mercy upon this nation. God will not have mercy on this nation because we confess to be a nation of God. But in our hearts, we do not serve him. We don't serve God. And we will pay for our sins. We have no excuses. It will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than for us because of all the abominations that's in this country. But yet they say, we know God. But all your symbolism tell me that you don't know God. The people that you worship are peoples that serve devils. Like that General Pike that was a Confederate general. They got a statue of him in Washington, D.C. This man is a known Satanist. He's known. Illuminati. Mason. But these are the people that we hold in high regard. And then we profane the things of the living God. And you think God will not judge these things? He will judge it. And he will cause destruction to come swiftly unto this nation. Even within an hour, she shall be brought down to nothing, says the Lord God Almighty. Repent and turn from the wrath of the living God, because it's coming upon the nations and upon this country. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Destruction cometh. Destruction comes to this woeful nation, and tell to the people that confess that they know God, but they do not follow after the things of God, nor do they serve him, but are worshipers of devils instead of the one true living God. There's only salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Nothing else will measure up in the day of the Lord and before the judgment seat of our God. Nothing else will stand. We must be purified through the living word of God to be able to stand before him in all meekness and lowliness. It's not about us. It's not about your denomination. You understand? It's not about these things. It's not about being Baptist or Presbyterian, non-denominational. It's about serving God in spirit and in truth. Surrender unto Him today. Surrender to the Almighty. And He will save you. To as many that shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. We must call upon Him to sanctify us and to cause us to abide and dwell with Him so we can have a walk with the Almighty God. Father, we give You glory. We praise You, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.